You are listening to KVSH LPFM 101.9 on Vashon Island and on the World Wide Web at voiceofvashon.org or on the KVSH app. Hi, and welcome to Beyond Category. This is John Mitchell, your host. Thanks so much for joining me for some music today. On Beyond Category, I play music from around the world, different styles, different genres. I mix things up for you, and I hope you enjoy the mix that I put together for you. Starting off this time around, some music that is influenced by a variety of African sources. First in the set, you'll hear from the late great drummer from Nigeria, Tony Allen, from his 2017 album called The Source, in which he went to Paris and recorded with these terrific French musicians. And from The Source, you will hear the great song, Wolf Eats Wolf.
Thank you. ganong ko.
On KVSH, that wonderful song is Kanu, and from it's a terrific album released in 2024 called the Bamako Chicago Sound System, and it's a collaboration between the great flautist who has done a lot of her work in Chicago, Nicole Mitchell, and Balake Sissoko, the wonderful Malian kora player. And Bamako, of course, is the capital of Mali, and there's some Malian singers in there, and they just put lots of stuff together from all over the world, and it's terrific. Bamako, Chicago, Sound System. Before that, from an album called Coute Jazz, released in around 2013, it's a French West Indies jazz collection mixing jazz with traditional island rhythms, and the French West Indies, parts of them are still what are called departments of France. It's really crazy. They're actually literally still part of France. And this is collections of music from a number of years ago in Coute Jazz, and the song you heard was Marcel Louis Joseph with Prière au Soleil. And at the top you heard Tony Allen on drums and leader with Wolf Eats Wolf from The Source 2017. Coming up next, another form of music that we all listen to also has very obvious strong African roots, and that's the blues. So we're just going to play some pretty straight-ahead blues, some by people who aren't necessarily always connected with the blues. Starting off, you'll hear this wonderful saxophonist J.D. Allen, who's put out two great albums of old songs, Americana from 2016, and more recently Americana Volume 2, put out in 2022, and in this more recent one, adding the wonderful guitarist Charlie Hunter, who just plays great blues on this song and album. From Americana Volume 2, here is J.D. Allen, along with Charlie Hunter and others, with Hammer and Hoe. Thank you.
Thank you.
On KVSH, some blues for you without the frills, straight ahead. That was the fabulous Thelonious Monk playing solo. Song is Blue Hawk. It's from an album, Thelonious Alone in San Francisco, from 1959. Recorded in a concert hall, but with no audience. Thelonious Alone in San Francisco. Before that, Blues to Bashe by John Coltrane there on soprano saxophone. Sidney Bashe, who the song is dedicated to, was a great saxophonist and clarinetist working during the 1920s to the 1950s and had the most influence on the way John Coltrane played the soprano sax. If you ever listen to Bashe, you'll recognize the approach that Coltrane took to it. The album is Coltrane Plays the Blues from 1962. Again, the song Blues to Bashe. At the top, you heard saxophonist J.D. Allen from Americana Volume 2 with Hammer and Hoe, along with great Charlie Hunter on guitar. This is John Midgley, and you are listening to Beyond Category on KVSH LPFM 101.9 on Vashon Island, or on the World Wide Web on the KVSH app, or at voiceofvashon.org. And if you enjoy this show, you might want to check out other shows on voiceofvashon.org. They are archived for 2 weeks after they play on the air. There are a lot of great music shows on KVSH and other shows as well. Check it out, voiceofvashon.org. And if you enjoy this show or other shows, please consider making a donation to Voice of Vashon, which runs KVSH. We rely on listeners for our support. Please consider donating, and thank you for your support. Next on Beyond Category, you'll hear a short selection from the wonderful violinist Jenny Scheinman from her album Shalagaster from 2004. Here is Into the Clearing. Thank you.
Thank you.
On KVSH, that beautiful and unusual song is Central Park West. It was written by John Coltrane. It was played by Jack DeJohnette's Special Edition from an album of the same name, 1979. The group led by the great drummer Jack DeJohnette, but there he's not playing the drums. He's playing the melodica, which is a strange instrument that you blow into but has a keyboard but sounds like a saxophone. Did have a couple of incredible saxophonists with him, Arthur Blythe and David Murray, Central Park West. Before that, another beautiful song from saxophonist Joe Henderson from 1969. The song is Black Narcissus from Joe Henderson's album of the same year, 1969, Power to the People. Before that, Yusef Lateef, another great saxophone, flute, and oboe player from his wonderful album from 1961 called Eastern Sounds, bringing sounds of the Far East into jazz for one of the first times. And from Eastern Sounds, you heard the song The Plum Blossom. And at the top, Jenny Scheinman with Into the Clearing from her album Shallagaster. Going to take you out on Beyond Category this time around with part of a composition called Music for Large Ensemble. This was composed by Steve Reich, the modern classical composer, and is on an album called Triple Quartet. And this version of Music for Large Ensemble was recorded in the year 2000 at the Eastman School of Music in Rochester, New York. Thanks so much for listening to Beyond Category. This is John Mitchell, your host. Enjoy the music, and I'll see you next time. And I'll take you out with part of the beautiful Music for Large Ensemble.